CliffCentral.com.
Here he is. He's Yatish Nasi. He's been on with us a couple of times before already, and he is the he's one of the team of people at the forefront of making This Is Us a reality. It's another edition today. Every Tuesday at 7:30 a.m., we are joined by Yatish along with Lebang, and we get to unpack all that we do in South Africa to spread positivity, kindness, and the good things about being South African. So let's get into some things about some of the things that social media can do that can be very positive and very productive and very helpful, and some of the things that social media does that really don't make things much better. Yatish, over to you.
Cool. Morning, everybody.
Morning. Okay.
Morning. Hey. Yeah, good. I think all of us would have been afflicted by it end of yesterday. I think WhatsApp was down, Instagram was down.
Yeah.
Facebook was down. In a way, it was good, but I know a lot of people suffered. And funny enough, you know, the start of the day, it was, I read somewhere Mark Zuckerberg, I mean, not that any of us are crying, lost $7 billion yesterday alone.
Yeah.
That is, wow. It doesn't make much of a dent in that universe, but, you know, if I look at the way his day started, and it's funny, you know, we were having a conversation about this last week, Lebang, myself, and a whole bunch of others, you know, as we looked about what it is we were really trying to achieve. And it's so amazing that, I don't know if any of you have seen that interview with Frances Haugen. I don't know how you pronounced her name.
No, from
Facebook.
Tell me about that.
So there's a whistleblower, and this is what I was saying was a bad day for Mr. Zuckerberg. It started with a 60-minute interview that she just conducted and had gone live yesterday, and she'd apparently spent the last few years collecting documents from Facebook about how they were doing. And there's a quote I'll read it out from an interview, which I thought was super interesting and so relevant to, I guess, what we're trying to achieve, right? Mm-hmm. She says, when you have an information environment that is full of angry, hateful, polarizing content that erodes, it erodes our civic trust. It erodes our faith in each other. It erodes our ability to want to care for each other, which I think is so important. And she says the version of Facebook that exists today is tearing our societies apart. Hmm. Which, you know, maybe it's a little dramatic, fair enough. But, you know, we've often had this conversation. I think, Gareth, you had a blog post recently.
Yeah.
What was it called?
That was the one after the looting and rioting, I think you're referring to.
Is it one about swinging something?
It's the big swinging dick.
Mm.
There you go.
Okay, this is the most recent one. It's about Richard Spoor, yes, and the fact that he posted this picture of something that Dr. Mark didn't need to get involved in because he was perfectly capable. But yeah, I mean, it's more about the way that you deal with bad news, difficulty, complicated and embarrassing situation, or something where people are trying to cancel you or remove your agency from you online, and just some interesting theories around that.
Yeah, and you know, in many ways, I think, and this is what we were discussing last week, in many ways, as much as it affects an individual, you know, countries are probably, you know, equally vulnerable to that sort of news cycle, that sort of comment cycle, in social media, in media particularly as well. We all know it. You know, we love stories that are, or we're more engaged by stories that are negative to their core, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, often we've been asked, you know, why do we need This Is Us? And for us, it's so simple. You know, we always talk about ourselves as not the only movement, but as a movement that needs to aggregate and inspire these positive stories. And I mean, Lebang can talk to it. You know, if I think about the guests you had on your show, we would never have heard of these people existing. Nobody knows. You know, we hear from the 10% that make the noise. But I mean, you've been chatting to guys who we would have never seen had we not launched This Is Us, who are 100%. Doing the things we need to do.
And I must be honest, the only way I was able to even get to a point of profiling these guests was through social media. So the funny thing is, now we're sitting at a time where all the negative is being focused on, and we're really putting a lot of emphasis on all the bad that can happen in social media. But I guess the purpose, or the role that I'm playing in This Is Us and why this is so important to me is because I want to shed light on the positive. I want to share the good stories, and I want to speak to people who are actually living this. I mean, that interview with Frances just really showed us that shit has gone to shit. If she, you know, is speaking from someone who works inside of Facebook, and, you know, this is what she's showing us, what are we doing about that? We can sit here and grovel and make that noise and be like, yeah, yo, it's bad, eh, shit. Or we can just kind of switch that off and put light on the good that is happening. So the first interview I did was literally with a girl who, her and her mother feed 350 kids every day out of their own pockets. And this was off the back of lockdown. Nobody's funding them. Nobody gave them this grand idea to make the world a better place. They were just sitting and they realized for themselves that around them is a big problem that they may not have all the resources to fix, but with the little that they've got, let's see what they can do. And I encourage you to go and listen to that. And even last week, two young guys who aren't even 25, they also started a similar thing where they're literally sitting in their township and they're realizing how hungry people are, how much it affects these kids to not even have one meal a day. So they like, look, what can we do? These boys live in shacks. These boys themselves are struggling, but the things that they're doing to make the little world that they live in better is where This Is Us comes in. So what we're doing is just identifying these small pockets of people that are doing huge things. Like, it may seem small, but it's big in the long run. If you listen to some of these stories, you know, one meal is the difference between a bad decision. If I don't eat, it's either my day is completely screwed, or I'm actually going to go do something real. And these are the gaps that these normal, average South African people are trying to fill. So that's where This Is Us comes in.
I'm curious about, just to go back to this, the Facebook whistleblower and the story there is, I think that there are a lot of toxic environments in the world. And we tend to think we're the only people who live in a country where there's a lot of trouble to deal with and where there's a lot of difficulty and people are struggling. But really we're not. And everybody, when you think of Facebook, because I'm sure you've seen these articles. I've been to the Facebook campus in Menlo Park in California. It looks all idyllic, right? They've got a cafeteria there that can give you anything to eat that you could possibly imagine. They have bean bags all over the place, and people get to read at the library. They get to take time off whenever they want. They get to have a sleep during work. Yeah. They've got little sleeping pods. Yeah. It's probably the most advanced work environment anywhere in the world. And here in South Africa, we think, well, we've got major problems because, of course, our work environments aren't as nice as Facebook is. But they still have problems at Facebook. And it just goes to show, like, human being human is not always easy and pleasant. And we've built this idea in our heads that it should always be a pleasant ride. You know, you should never have to encounter any difficulty. But difficulty, ironically, is the very thing that breeds resilience and creativity and gives people the tools to overcome problems. If you've never dealt with anything difficult in your life, you never have the ability to deal with anything that comes your way. And things are going to come your way, whether you like it or not. There's no job, there's no country, there's no person, there's no president, there's nobody who can protect you from all of that. And that's something we should look at as a major plus in South Africa. It gives us an advantage, not a disadvantage. We're not mollycoddled here. We have serious problems and major challenges. Gives you an opportunity to do things. We need smart thinking, resilient, creative, brilliant, ingenious, and inventive people. And that's the one thing we have in abundance because we don't have an option. I think that's a huge plus.
Definitely. Yeah,
there's a saying by a great designer I love, a guy called Yves Behar, and he says, frustration is the start of all design. And it's such a true thought, right? It's unless you're frustrated with something, there's no need to change it. So, you know, why would you do anything unless it caused some level of frustration in the first place? And that's, I think, why, you know, I particularly love some of the stories Lebang has been uncovering on Thursdays, because these are people who have met frustrating situations like all of us do every single day. And rather than choosing the easy way out, which is to complain and whine and do what often gets done, they've chosen to solve for it in their own little way.
Yeah.
And, you know, often we often think, you know, what good does just talking about it do? You know, we also have to face the question around this as us as a movement to say, you know, is it enough to just talk about these inspiring actions? And what we've certainly discovered as we've gone around sort of talking to individuals, trying to put this coalition of the willing together, is there is no lack of motivation in South Africa to do what needs to be done. Right. We have met so many people. What's potentially the gap is to collect those things so we can inspire everybody else to go, like, look at what is being done and all is not lost. And you can certainly do something small, because that's, you know, climate change is a similar thing, right? It feels so big. You kind of go, shit, like, I hope Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos solves it, you know, but they're too busy trying to get to space. But, you know, it's so big, you feel like, what is my little piece of recycling going to do? What's my little thing going to do? And I think the more of these stories we see, the more we realize, actually, it is the little things. It's the little things everyone's doing that adds up to who we are.
Yeah, but don't you think, Yatish, also people have got this unrealistic expectation that they're going to change the world, especially millennials and Gen Z, you know, like, I'm going to be the one that saves the earth, because you hear about the big problems and you think, well, if I don't have a hand in solving the big problems, then I'm not important. But that's nonsense. I mean, this woman that Lebang interviewed, who's, you know, she's doing this job of feeding people who are desperate and people who are much, much poorer than, you know, than you when you feel a little bit hungry because you haven't eaten breakfast that morning. She's doing an incredible job. Now, she's not going to get the attention that Greta Thunberg gets, but she's probably doing more on a daily basis than Greta Thunberg is, because she's not talking to a bunch of people and, you know, sailing on a ship across the Atlantic, which I don't know how much that helps, but I think it probably helps more to be feeding people in South Africa than it does to be doing those things. And we're trying to find a way to balance the attention that some causes get, which they just do because they're sexy causes, and the actual practical difference that some people are making. And sometimes those people get no credit at all. And that's okay, because you don't need the credit. Frankly, all that credit doesn't help at all.
Yeah, if anything, like, doing the actual groundwork and being there in the moment is all that matters. Whether there's a camera on you, mm-hmm. whether you're getting credit for it, none of that matters. I promise you, these women that I speak to and these people that I'm chatting to, they don't really care much about it. Like, while we're sitting there doing the interview, she kept looking at her watch, like, you know, like, looking at the time. And I'm like, is everything okay? She's like, I need to get back to the kitchen to feed my kids. I'm grateful to be here. This interview is lovely, and thanks. But the kids are hungry, and that's where my heart is. And that's when Amazing. It hit me. I was like, damn, okay, this is actually very real. And her daughter did most of the talking. And her daughter was like, look, the one good thing that social media has done for us is that, you know, people who want to help are able to help. Mm. You found us on social media, so here we are. Hopefully the right people will hear this interview, and they will help us if they can. But it's not what drives them. The credits and the attention and all of the smoke and mirrors, the fluff, doesn't matter. It's the actual work that's getting done. And also a big important part of This Is Us is redefining the saving of the world. It's not a big cape that you put on flying in the sky. It's not everything that you know, we've believed it to be growing up. It is really those small things. It is really, and I'm glad you mentioned the Gen Zs, because I spent quite a bit of time with Gen Zs, I think, in the most part of last year. They're a different bunch, guys. Those kids are a different bunch, and they really want to do a lot, but they want to do a bigger lot, and they want to do a big show in saving. And I'm interested to see how in This Is Us and redefining what that saving is. I have no doubts that they'll also just come to the party and be like, look, we don't have to, you know, do a whole TikTok trend or big thread on Twitter, but let's just do us. Do you in the little that you can, and watch.
You're right, Lebang. We measure this stuff wrong. Like, that's the problem, is we actually measure it wrong. Because you cannot help everybody else if you yourself are a disaster. And by that, I mean, like, you've got to start off in your own neighborhood. You've got to start off in your own family. You've got to start off with your own kids or your own friends or your own community. And if you can't do that, then forget about trying to save the world. Like, little steps, little steps. You eat an elephant one bite at a time. You don't swallow the whole thing. And there is no one on earth, not the most powerful person in the universe and not the most inconsequential new young soul that exists. There isn't one of those people who's suddenly going to click their fingers and stumble upon some great truth that will save the planet or save, you know, sort out inequality or any of these big issues that politicians throw at us, because frankly, we can never really measure to see whether they've achieved them or not. What we need to do is sort out things in our own community. It means picking up litter. It means making sure that somebody has a meal that day. It's smiling at somebody instead of scowling at them and complaining. You know, I saw a guy yesterday. I went to do some shopping, and he was so furious about the parking ticket that was unreadable that it just completely blinded him to everything else. And he was in a temper. Like, this guy was in a temper. What he ended up doing is wasting me and about three or four other people in the queue behind him's time by arguing with the woman in the parking office. Now, did he really think that that woman in the parking office was going to be, you know, upset by him all day? That it was going to change her life for the worse for that morning? And all because, instead of being calm and understanding that sometimes things don't work out exactly right, and sometimes a ticket just gets damaged, and sometimes it can't be read, he decided that this was his moment to, like, put on a show and to get cross. I look at things like
that. But you see,
I'm like, what? Why would you, start tidying up your own life, and then we'll figure out the other steps.
That's coming from somewhere, Gareth. For him to get that voice and that angry, that ticket situation was just an outlet. He needed that to happen. Yeah. So whatever's really hurting him inside could come out. Isn't it funny how, like, really there's nothing new under the sun? There's like that age old saying that charity begins at home. It's not a lie. Mm-hmm. Everything literally begins at home. Fix at home, fix yourself. And by fix, I mean, just try to give a little bit more attention to the small details. Do you know what I mean? So that who you are outside of the home and who you are everywhere else can also just start to, you know, get into other areas of your life. And as Yatish was saying earlier, you know, the gap is we can talk, but are we actually implementing these things, you know?
Well, I mean,
Go
ahead.
Sorry,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
We've sort of had to resist for a long time in setting up This Is Us, and particularly in the ad industry. You know, it's what's the big idea? How are you going to measure it? What's going to get all the likes? How big is the campaign? And we've had to fight our own instincts so hard to go, you know, this is not what we're trying to do. It's not, you know, when eventually this hopefully becomes something worth talking about. The case study here is not, here's an amazing film that gets entered into Cannes about how our idea did a bunch of things. No, what we're simply doing is creating the space for people who are doing amazing things to be able to tell their stories. This, for once, this is not our grand idea that, to your point, right, is the Cape moment that saves the country. No, it's we've got to build the infrastructure for the right stories in South Africa to surface and for everyone to realize that it's the little things they do every day that will slowly turn the tide of where we're headed. That's the goal. You know, it's not going to be one big campaign that wins at Cannes but actually doesn't move the needle. It's a really, really slow burn that needs to build collectively over time.
All right. So that brings me to our second point of discussion for this morning, and something which I think people are now starting to become interested in, is that how do you take this talk and lead it into action?
Cool. So, I mean, you know, what we've done, and I think I've, you know, said this a few times in sort of various ways, but I think, you know, to your point, to be super, super pointed about that, what we're looking for is what we're looking for is two things, I think. The first thing is to say, either you are doing something along the ethos and the lines that we're talking about here, which is looking for a little way that you can make a difference every day. And if you do that, share it with the hashtag This Is Us so we can collect it. That's the one thing. The second thing is either if you're not doing it yourself, you've identified or seen or heard or experienced someone else doing the same. And if you have, share what they're doing, talk about what they're doing, and include the hashtag This Is Us. So again, we can collect it. You know, our role is to inspire these positive actions. And so the role of everybody else in South Africa is to help us see it, help us find it, help us do it and post it so that we can collect it and build something strong enough that shows, yeah, you know, there are a lot of people doing the right thing.
Tell us.
And here's how you can get involved.
So tell us if there's someone in your community that does amazing work. Tell us if there's something that you've been involved in for a while, because even if you're not the kind of person who likes attention, you know, there are lots of people like that. We spoke to our first lady the other day who has been involved with something called the Early Care Foundation for the longest time. And they do amazing work by helping very, very young kids who are in disadvantaged communities, in townships and so on, who don't have anyone to look after them for starters. They don't necessarily attend any kind of creche or preschool. And they've set up across the country, the Early Care Foundation, a number of these places where kids can go, and we're also women in the community who are unemployed and can be the caregivers, can do the training that's required to help these kids along. If we can help children to become capable and to get the right software uploaded into their brains at a very young age, they will be better adults. And if we don't do that stuff, those kids are going to be at a disadvantage for their entire lives. So that's the kind of thing. And of course, the First Lady doesn't like attention. We had to force her to talk to us about this stuff. And eventually when she did, she was very, very proud of the work that other people are doing in that respect. And she continues to be a patron of that organization. And it's a really great example of what goes on. So even if you don't like the attention, tell us about it. We want to make a fuss of you, and we want to make a fuss of your cause so you can help more people.
Absolutely. And isn't that like always the case, or most times anyway? People that are that selfless and people that are actually doing good, they're not sitting there wanting, you know, the placards. They're not sitting there wanting gold status. They just want to spread more. I mean, meeting the First Lady for me was insane. Number one, I'm nervous as hell. But the way she spoke about you, even Gareth, she was like, Gareth, you know, you've been helping us for this and that many years. And I found myself in a conversation like a few weeks ago where somebody was like, oh, how could you work for Gareth Cliff? All the bad that he's done. I was like, do you know the good that he's done? Dude, I was actually defending, like, do you know the good that he's done? And the truth is they don't, because nobody wants to talk about that. But we do, we want to shed light on that good, you know?
Well, I mean, the point that Yatish brought up now about how we've got to lead this to action takes us to another thing, which is, how do you measure this? Because people do want to know eventually whether they are making a difference or not. And the only people who can really tell whether you're making a difference or not are you and the people that you're supposedly helping. And that's hard to measure. We don't, you know, that's not about likes or about retweets or about how much you punch in the media space. But we certainly want to give you an opportunity to do it. So if you can help, we would love to know what your take on all of this is. There's the hashtag trash tag Fridays, which I think is interesting, which I want you to tell us about a little bit, Lebang. What's that all about?
So basically, hashtag trash tag, which is basically like Fridays for Future. We're seeing more and more people coming together in their little communities and doing things. Mm-hmm. So I think the link between This Is Us and what we're realizing on the streets and the stuff that's happening in the ground is that all it really is going to take is a simple hashtag. It doesn't need to be this massive thing. It doesn't need to be you putting on a show. It's just as simple as, yo, bro, this is my neighbor. She wakes up every morning at 5 a.m. and she freaking bakes cookies for everybody in the community, the people that are on their way to work or whatever. That's the emphasis that we're trying to put. And I guess in us doing this, we're also trying to find, you know, the one thing that we're all ultimately fighting for. We'll never fight for it in the same way. For one person, it's I need to feed my community. For another person, it's I need to plant trees in my neighborhood. For another person, it's I need to put together scholarships for underprivileged kids. We all kind of want the same goal, but getting there, you know, it's the thing that kind of, there's that one thing that we all have in common. It's that we ultimately want South Africa to be a better place. So hashtag This Is Us is our answer. We're saying, look, You guys are doing great things. Help us to collect these stories. Help us to put it in one place that everybody can see that this is what's happening. We're just shedding light on that. And we're no longer waiting for the media to decide what's a worthy story and what isn't a worthy story.
Correct.
That's not what we're doing here. Do you know what I mean? We've given them way too much power. Like, you guys decide what we listen to. That propaganda stuff is tired. We're here to push positivity, whether you want to hear it or not. Amen.
Well,
we're doing our part.
Marco says this is an awesome conversation. I agree it is. It's something we can now get involved in. And let's just remember who we're doing this for. We're doing it for ourselves, for this country, and for everything that we stand for. And it's important for us to have some kind of objective view of ourselves, because I think that this is a way to make things better. And also to remind yourself of what's possible. We tend to look at the news every day and get persuaded that things are horrible and things are bad and things are terrible and there's nothing we can do. And that's just not true. Michael says, and I think this is a great point, if your bedroom cupboard is untidy, the world is sure to piss you off. So start off by sorting that out, and then you can take little steps towards saving the rest of the planet. But you can't start off with the rest of the planet and expect that everything's just going to work out for you. So I love it. I think we lost your Tish somewhere in there. His internet must have gone down. But we will catch up with him again next week, Tuesday, same time, same place. We're out of time for this morning. CliffCentral.com.